Hello everyone, welcome to Great Miracles Avenue. Please allow me to introduce myself. My name is Joseph. In today's video, I am going to share with you a couple of dreams that were sent to us by three different people across the world. If you have been blessed with the opportunity to see this video today, I kindly ask that you subscribe to my channel to join our happy Christian family, and also share it with your friends and family so that they may also receive the message of the Lord. It is my hope and prayer that you will stay with me to the very end of the video to have a clear insight of the message. I am going to read it in the very same manner in which it was delivered to us. No part has been taken out and nothing has been added to the story. Pay close attention as I proceed with the reading of the first dream. Hello. My name is Gerald from Tanzania. First of all, I would like to thank God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for His mercy upon me. Today, I would like to share a few dreams with your channel that I believe are about the end times. Also, I would like to kindly ask everyone who will be listening to these dreams to take them to the Lord, Jesus Christ, for prayer, discernment, and confirmation. If it's in your capacity to share these dreams, please share with your channel. Dream 1, 21st December, 2023. I had dreamed that I, alongside with other people, we were somewhere. I then saw Barack Obama with a group of children. So Barack Obama was going to the mountain with those children. I heard someone saying that when Obama is returning from the mountain, he's going to be crowned. I was shocked to hear that. So those children came back. One of them was my nephew. When they returned, I was in my room charging my phone, so I then opened half the window. So when Obama is crowned, I would take a record of the event. I then asked my nephew, "What were you doing on the mountain?" He answered, "We were praising Obama by saying, 'Obama, Obama, Obama is king.'" Upon hearing this, I was terrified because of my compassion for those people. Because I thought these people may praise and worship him, Obama, without realizing that he may have the spirit of the Antichrist. I then woke up from the dream. Dream 2, 26 December 2023, Revelation 13, verse 3. I had a dream that I vividly remember. I saw Barack Hussein Obama was shot in the head by a gun. Barack Obama appeared to be dying. I then saw medical experts doing all they could to try to save his life. I then heard a voice saying, "Obama is mine by the rights of the firstbornhood." I didn't understand what it meant, so while this was happening, I saw a dark power standing next to Obama's stretcher, a bed for an emergency in the hospital. It was led to my perception that this power had an ability to bring Obama back to life, a counterfeit resurrection. When I looked closely at that power, it looked like a man wearing a black hood, like the Grim Reaper. The medical experts were doing their best to save Obama's life, even though they were not seeing the dark power in front of Obama's bed. That dark power was the devil himself. I then woke up. What surprised me is that another 11-year-old kid had the same vision of Obama being shot in the head and the devil coming to rescue him. I took that as a confirmation, apart from confirming my dream with Revelation 13, verse 3. However, the meaning and revelation concerning this dream may vary from person to person. Please pray for this dream and ask for further confirmation. God bless you all. Maranatha. Amen. Now, the second dream. Greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus. Kindly allow me to share a death experience narrated by my grandmother, but originally encountered by my great-grandmother, that is, the mother to my grandmother, all of whom were Christians. This happened back before I was born, and my grandmother says the church they belonged to followed a system whereby its congregants, at reaching a certain age of physical and spiritual maturity, would vow before the congregation that they would faithfully comply with certain laws and regulations, amongst which was the payment of tithe. At a later time, when these congregants had grown older and were no longer economically able, the church had the rule of taking the responsibility of their tithe payments and updating them for them. However, by the time my grandmother's mother was old and sick, the church had neglected to update her payments, as it was the task of the church to take care of the tithes of the elderly. There came a day when she died, and as she said, she appeared at a gate, which she intended to go through, but there stood a man who could not allow her to pass through. There at that gate, she was instructed by that man to go back on earth and have her overdue and missing tithe payments taken care of first for her to be permitted to enter through. By the grace of God, before any funeral proceedings had taken place, she came back to life and immediately sent her son to instruct the church elders to settle her arrears. And this was taken care of on that very day. Later in the evening, she finally passed on. The third dream. My name is Kagiso Mandubo from South Africa. The early morning of 23rd February, 2024. The Lord shared a vision with me, and he says he hates transgenderism, people who change themselves from their original gender. And he said to tell the whole world about this. I was also shown a vision of a bed of hellfire, and people falling into the fire because of sin. People, please, let us repent of our sins and be serious about our walk with the Lord God Almighty and Jesus Christ. I was also shown in the same vision some PPE facial masks and some bottles of injection medicines. I am not sure exactly what the Lord was telling me here, but one thing is for sure. We, especially Christians, are not to take any of the upcoming vaccines, for he has warned from other prophecies as well that these other upcoming vaccines are not to be taken by those who are his children because of the evil plans of the devil planted in those vaccines. Please pray about everything in your lives so that the Lord God can reveal things to you to get you to an understanding of when you sin, so that you can be aware when you sin, so that you can stop sinning deliberately. He is faithful and just to forgive our sins when we surrender our lives to his Son, Jesus Christ. And we repent of our sins so that we can meet him in heaven one day. Be blessed. Thank you for watching to the end. Please help us get this message out to the rest of the world by forwarding it to all of your friends and family members. If you haven't already subscribed to my channel, please do so right away, so that you can receive other videos on God's Word in the days and weeks ahead. I am grateful to you, and may God continue to bless you till our next meeting.